We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Good morning, White Sox fans. I'm Jim Margulis, and this is your White Sox wake-up call for May 30th, 2023. The bad news is that the White Sox lost to the Los Angeles Angels at Guaranteed Rate Field on Monday night by a score of 6-4. The good news, and it is great news, is that Liam Hendricks made his long-awaited return from non-Hodgkin lymphoma. There wasn't a storybook ending for the player or the team, but at least for one night, there didn't need to be. Hendricks received numerous ovations over the course of the evening, a pregame ceremony, when he made the jog from the dugout to the bullpen, when he started warming up in the seventh inning, and when he entered the game in the eighth. Alas, the Angels refused to go quietly and touched him up for two runs on three hits and a walk, although one of those runs and hits wouldn't have counted if Mike Trout's line drive stuck in the glove of a leaping Tim Anderson. Those runs ended up accounting for the margin as Angels shortstop Zach Neto snuffed out an intriguing ninth-inning rally with a fantastic diving stop on Yasmani Grandal's scorched ground ball to end the game. The White Sox trailed from the jump as Michael Kopech struggled to find his groove against an offense that's a step up from the Royals and Guardians. First, he struggled with control as he walked Mike Trout and plunked Shohei Ohtani with one out. Then he struggled with command as he gave up a three-run homer to Brandon Drury and a solo shot to Matt Theis, both on fastballs that split the plate down. Just like that, the Sox fell into a 4-0 hole, but you can credit Kopech for limiting the damage. He eventually found his control, and while he threw too many pitches early to work deep into the game, he didn't allow another run over the next 3 1/3 innings and ended up striking out batters for 10 of his 13 outs. The timing is just unfortunate, as the White Sox went from 11 effective starts in a row to 4 rickety starts out of 5. The bullpen did what it could when it took over. Gregory Santos went 5 up and 5 down on 15 pitches, and Keenan Middleton struck out the side in the 7th. Aaron Bummer did the same in the 9th. The White Sox offense just couldn't close the gap. The Sox hit 3 homers, but all of them happened to be solo shots. Romy Gonzalez in the 4th, Andrew Vaughn in the 5th, and Eloy Jimenez in the 9th. Jimenez also had an RBI single in the first inning to score Andrew Benintendi after a one-out double, but that represented the only successful sustained attack against Griffin Canning and the Anaheim pitching staff all night. On a weird note, the White Sox now have a losing record when homering at least 3 times this year, falling to 2-3 on such days. Getting back to Hendricks, he averaged 95-96 with his fastball, which was up from the 93-94 we saw in Charlotte, but just like Garrett Crochet, it's probably going to be a while before his stuff, velocity, and command returns to previous standards, so Pedro Grifol will have to be careful about what situations Hendricks enters. One of the drawbacks of being 10-plus games under 500 is that the Sox have used up just about all of their forgiveness, with still 4 full months left to play. The Sox fell to 22-34 and 7 back of the Twins in the AL Central. They'll try to put a stop to this 3-game skid tonight when Lucas Giolito faces Tyler Anderson. Giolito is seeking a rebound from his out-of-sorts start against Detroit, while Anderson is dealing with uncharacteristic control problems all season, with 23 walks against just 30 strikeouts over 48 2/3 innings. First pitch is at 7:10 p.m. Central on NBC Sports Chicago.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Down on the farm, the White Sox farm system had the rare game on a Monday due to Memorial Day, with Kannapolis losing to Fayetteville 3-1. The Cannonballers will be off on Tuesday, but they'll continue their six-game series against the Woodpeckers on Wednesday. The other three affiliates all start fresh series tonight, with Charlotte hosting Nashville, Birmingham returning home to play Mississippi, and Winston-Salem taking on Greensboro. Around the league, four of the 11 games on Memorial Day were shutouts. The Tigers were blanked by the Rangers as Nate Eovaldi continued his red-hot streak, while the Royals combined for a two-hitter in a 7-0 victory over the Cardinals. Marcus Stroman took a no-hitter into the seventh and settled for a one-hit, 1-0 victory over the Rays, and the Guardians blanked the Orioles 5-0 behind Logan Allen. In non-shutouts, the Twins beat the Astros 7-5 in 10 innings, so that's why the White Sox are now 7 back. Seattle rookie Bryce Miller finally experienced a humbling, as his run of 5 quality starts to open his career ended with 8 runs over 4 1/3 innings against the Yankees, who beat the Mariners 10-4. And in the biggest news, the Oakland A's ended their 11-game losing streak with a 7-2 victory over the Braves. It just might not have resonated among what's left of the fan base because Nevada lawmakers were holding a joint session at the time regarding public funding for the potential ballpark in Las Vegas. That'll do it for this edition of the White Sox Wake-Up Call. Visit SoxMachine.com to talk about the game, read up on some MLB draft prospects, and I'll be giving some thoughts about Rick Hahn's pregame comments. If you are new to the Sox Machine podcast, you can subscribe to us wherever podcasts are found. And if you like what we do, you can support us at patreon.com/SoxMachine, where you can get an ad-free version of the site and show with bonus content starting at $2 a month. For example, Sox Machine supporters can read the second installment of the latest P.O. Sox mailbag, and Month in a Box is just around the corner. Thanks for listening to the Sox Machine podcast. For SoxMachine.com, I'm Jim Margulis.